I do agree. And, you know, I think it's changing a little bit. I think, you know, obviously Brad Beal and Jason Tatum started to change that narrative. But then when you look at like Jordan Goodwin and what he's doing at in Washington now, and Tyler Cook, and, you know, eyes are starting to open up. And I think we're fortunate to have some really good AAU programs. I mean, everybody knows about Brad Beal Elite and the Gateway program, but you start looking at even some of those mid-tier programs, like an Arsenal Hoops or even like a Triple Threat, they're putting their guys in positions to be successful, whether it's at the Division I, Division II level, Division III level. I mean, there's opportunities for kids to play. And then I think the biggest change probably in the last 10 years, and credit, you know, Drew Hanlon for this, is basketball training, individual skill work is really boomed, and kids are getting more work and becoming better and better players. If you want to be a good player, there's options there to do it.
Yeah, Drew has just done amazing work with so many different people, and kind of just changed the mindset, I think, in St. Louis for a lot of people to realize, oh, I can really work on this, and if I do it well, I can succeed.
100%. And you know, I think the other thing that maybe Drew doesn't get enough credit for is I'll call it his coaching tree. Like, he is open to helping young guys who want to train. There's a former player of ours that graduated in 2009 named Chris Melandro, who wanted to get into training and got, you know, had played against Drew in high school. And Drew's brought him to his trainings and taught him and helped him. And he's built a really nice little basketball academy kind of in the Shrewsbury, Webster Groves area. And, you know, it's those opportunities that kids get at a young age, I think, that really can help them.